On the bus, a grandmother's story. We sat in front, facing the aisle. Across from us, a grandmother sat. She told us her story. I raised my granddaughter to express herself, took her everywhere with me, to church, to women's meetings. A woman should be able to speak her mind. She always had so many questions. I answered them as best I was able, in words I thought a five-year-old would understand. Do any of your body parts come off? No. Your hands? Not one of them? Your feet? No, I have all my parts. Do your teeth come out? Not one. And then, do old people have sex? How do they do it? It was hard to get her to go to bed at night. Sometimes I just wanted quiet. I wondered if I had made a mistake encouraging her. The questions never stopped. Is God a man or a woman? A man. Is Jesus a man? The Holy Spirit? She couldn't understand how they could all be men, not one woman. What about the 12 dudes? All men. The man next to me pointed out, Leonardo da Vinci believed there was a woman among the disciples. We never had any peace from the questions. She'd find me wherever I was. If she couldn't find me, she'd ask my husband. She'd open doors. We never had any privacy. When she was a teenager, we drove her across town one Saturday to visit relatives for the afternoon, took her money and her bus pass. She was furious. We went home to have some time for ourselves. She's 27 now, still at home, trying to find herself.
The next reader is Barry Governor.
Hi. I've been in the aches and pains stage for a long time. And as everyone does, you talk it over with your friends from once in a while. And oftentimes when I'm doing that, when I have a pain here or there, this quote comes to mind. It's by John Metcalf. There's some of you here that know him, but he was kind of a, to me, seemed to be a character anyways. But I'll get to it. The quote is the title of the poem. It's not time, it's gravity. This was spoken years ago near Pittsburgh Lofts prior to a reading. John and I citing complaints of aging. When taking a deep draw, he said, it's gravity. That was the part I hadn't heard before, the part that stuck. I've thought of it often since then, John's raspy voice still bringing it through exhaled smoke. His unshaven face, short beard and mustache, just rough enough around the edges to match his persona. That face told you he'd met life head on. His priority would swing from beer to fishing to poetry, though beer often accompanied the other two. The Lofts may have been the last place I saw him. He left for Florida. He left. I was only an acquaintance, knew only what he and his poems told me. Always as two fingers held the cigarette. Always as gravity took the ash.
Hi. This poem is about my mother a few years ago when she wasn't well. Her spirit is still out at times still in dark, bright spots, sparkles for a while. Then she remembers, I think. She remembers always such a mess in the middle. Beginnings and ends are so sure. The middle is a haunting where everything flies, chops, turns over and over the field. The tests, the weight, grabbing, casting, recycling, hope that some will can be caught, held, a raft, an hour, what she was.
First, I want to thank Jimmy and Joan and all the readers and the listeners tonight, especially Sheila Carter-Jones, whose work I really love so much. This is, probably all of you know that I like to write poems for each holiday as it comes up. And you probably heard my New Year's poem a few weeks ago. This is the one I'm writing for Memorial Day, which is coming up next Monday. It's called A Less Than Memorable Memorial Day Poem. Flags or images of flags blanket our thought space every Memorial Day. What would nation building be without the preparation for or waging of wars? Would we forget our national anthem? Just the thought, a natural anathema. Would we start saluting flags of strange colors or don hats before the beginning of a baseball game? Those who would love us to end all self-slaughter and dance and prance, draped in peace symbol t-shirts, skirts, and what have you, to them I say, this is not your day. It is not your time. Not enough, not nearly enough, has been done to honor those who have volunteered their valor in Vietnam, in places less well known to us, the geographically, if not historically, challenged. We need to go to our roots, to regale, rather recognize, our forerunners and forefighters, those tribes of killer chimpanzees who so nobly killed to protect their turf. Thank you very much.
And anybody else that hasn't signed up? Is there somebody in the other room? What if I was saying no? We're going to have to piss right up.
One call. Yeah.
There's the tough coffee.
To a smoke. Soft between my fingers.
Get a little
closer. Is this better? Okay. To a smoke, soft between my fingers, warm chocolate brown inside, pungent to the nose. You bring to my lips what no human can. Purse tight around your girth, berry color tattoo birthmark brand you mine. White stick menthol smooth cylindrical shaman, you listen. And smoky whisper, it's me. I inhale deep beyond capacity of lungs, way inside, where no one can climb in, and you're safe. Lawson Heights puberty girl sat in her second story bedroom window and exhaled visions to an indigo sky. 20 steps and a black wrought iron rail detached her from belt buckle ghosts and howls from the rampant wolf below. God damn son of a bitch and bastard, and I shudder. Now it's dark, and I'm outside, and February cold. Whales trapped behind next door windows leak across the backyard picket fence. I light a smoke and inhale deeply, sending it to places where no shadow goes.
one more sign. I'm going to be the last signing, but I'm not going to read you the whole poem. But I just want to tell you, I really, 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 really like women. I really do. I have a daughter, and I have a granddaughter, and I just think it's cool, you know? But my granddaughter, she was 3 years old. She was learning how to potty train. I'm already teaching her how to throw like left hooks and things like that, you know? But I'm just going to plop, plop of innocence. We all know, she's sitting on the potty chair. We all know sometimes innocence is lost and never to be regained. But sometimes we get to see glimpses of the bright eyes and sunshine, a spotless flowers of holy. This is what she was singing while she was sitting on her little throne. Somewhere just around the corner, someone's going to love you just around the corner. Warts and all, warts and all. How can you not love? How can you not? Now she gets that left hook and she's going to be great.